What different kinds of bread can you make?
Can you make?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can make loaf bread, or corn bread, or biscuit.
Mm-hmm. What other things out of cornmeal besides cornbread?
You can make, people used to make mush out of cornmeal.
How'd they make that?
make it like you're gonna make cornbread, but they boil it.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a pot. And put seasoning in it, black pepper, and maybe ham bone and salt, and boil it a while. It was pretty good. I have eaten it.
Hmm. What about something you could fry? It made out of cornmeal, you could fry in deep fat?
Fresh puppies.
Okay.
Yeah, fresh puppies.
What about something you'd taken?
Pone.
Uh-huh. That's sort of corn, a long?
Corn, yeah, corn pone. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you have your corn dodger?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What's that?
I think it's corn dodger, just a piece of cornbread made kind of long, you know, shape.
Kind of like the pone?
Mm-hmm,
what?
Kind of like the pone.
What about, you say there are two kinds of bread, there's homemade bread and then there's
bought bread.
Okay. And this is something that's fried in deep fat, it's got a hole in the center.
Donut.
Okay.
Yeah, donut.
Were there different kinds of donuts, different ways of making donuts, or different names?
No, just donuts, all I've ever heard them called.
Mm-hmm. What about something that you'd make up a batter and fry three or four of these for breakfast and eat them with syrup and butter?
Pancakes.
Okay. Any other names for that?
People used to call them flapjacks.
Okay. Talking about how much flour you might get, maybe say you go to the store and buy two or three
bags of flour, or 2 or 3 pounds of flour. Or
okay. And the inside part of the egg is called
the yolk.
Okay. What color is that?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, you call them
boiled eggs.
What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water?
That's poached. Poached.
Okay.
Poached egg.
And did you ever see a hog slaughtered?
Sure. Slaughtered a lot of them.
How do you do that?
Slaughter a hog, always, you shoot him through the brain, and then you have to bleed him. You call that sticking the hog. Bleed him good. You stick a knife, butcher knife in him, bleed him. And then you have to scald him and scrape the hair off of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to hang him up.
Mm-hmm.
You hang him up to take the entrails out. And then put him on a block or a table or something to cut him up, when you cut him up. I butchered a manure hog, lots of them.
Mm-hmm. What do you call those inside parts that you eat?
Chitlins.
Mm-hmm. Any other inside parts that you eat?
Well, you eat the liver.
Do you hear caslet or horselet?
Caslet.
Huh?
Caslet. No.
Caslet or pluck or